It's 5:44 for VPR News. I'm Henry Epp. Former Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister is on trial this week in St. Albans. He's accused of soliciting sex from a woman in lieu of rent. Yesterday, the alleged victim in the case took the stand, saying that, quote, none of it felt consensual. Today, in a surprise move, McAllister himself testified. VPR's Taylor Dobbs was in the court for that testimony, and he joins me now. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Henry.
So what exactly are the allegations being made against Norm McAllister?
So in this case, the allegations are that there was a woman who was living on his property in a trailer, and she did not have the money to pay rent, and he was demanding that she somehow compensate him for that housing. And so it turned into a sex in lieu of rent arrangement. And she was saying that that was never consensual and that it's criminal. And he's saying that it's all consensual.
Okay. McAllister was not expected to testify during this trial. So what changed?
It was kind of a surprise. Friday morning, you know, everybody came in and it was expected to sort of wind up. They were expecting to hear closing arguments and maybe it would go to the jury for deliberations by the lunch break. But instead, in the morning, McAllister took the stand and he was on the stand all morning with his attorneys. And then in the afternoon, he was cross-examined by the state prosecutors.
So how did McAllister defend himself on the stand?
So he is not at all contesting that there was a sexual relationship with this woman. He says it was all consensual and they grew apart over time and it just stopped. That's a contrast to a tape that was played in the courtroom in which she seems to say that this was not consensual and he seems to acknowledge that. So part of his defense today was going through that tape and explaining his side of the story and him saying that, in fact, this is all explainable and no crime occurred here.
Mm-hmm. And how did prosecutors then cross-examine him?
The cross-examination was really focusing on that tape, as was the defense. But as they went through it, they were trying to point out things that he could have said if his story was, in fact, true. That would have made a little bit more sense in the context of the conversation. Things like her bringing up an allegation and him sort of saying, instead of denying it in any way. They're saying, if you really didn't do this, then why didn't you deny it on the phone call?
Mm-hmm. Basically, playing back the tape and showing that maybe there was some evidence that he had done what they're saying he had done.
Right. And they're trying to peel back the explanation he gave in the morning about how this is all sort of a big misunderstanding and the arrangement they had was in no way improper.
This case was almost resolved this past winter. Why wasn't it resolved then?
So a settlement was pretty much all worked out in this case. There was a plea deal and they were ready to go. And then at the last minute, Norm McAllister himself fired his lawyers and decided that he actually didn't want to take a plea deal and he really wanted to defend his reputation in a trial. And so he got new attorneys and that took a few months and they set up a trial and now that's what we're seeing this week.
Mm-hmm. And this is the second trial against McAllister, but there was a different one last year. Can you tell us what happened in that case?
What happened in that case was that a key witness, the woman who was making the allegations against McAllister, ended up perjuring herself on the stand. And we found out later that that is why prosecutors suddenly one day walked in and said that they were dropping all charges because they had found out that none of that testimony was reputable, even though they felt they probably had a case.
This has been a long ordeal. The trial still is not finished. So what comes next?
So because McAllister took the stand and that took longer than the judge was expecting, the case is probably going to go another day, which means either Saturday or Monday, and they hadn't decided as of late Friday afternoon, but they're going to make their closing arguments, and then it'll go to the jury, who will have to deliberate and come out with a verdict that McAllister either was in violation of the law in this case, or that they believed him, and this was all consensual.
That's VPR's Taylor Dobbs. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Henry.